always start with a part chat, after which we go into the channeling. I think many of you, if not all, know the theme of this year, even though we're right at the end of it. And the theme is transformation of the self. It's okay, just put it. The theme is transformation of the self. This has been happening to all of us. Very, very briefly, we have a four-body system: mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. The spiritual body is perfect, there's nothing to transform, but all of us need work in the mental, physical, and emotional to different degrees. So what has been happening this year, which is relevant because this theme is continuing next year with a new theme. Wherever you need work with your mental, physical, or emotional bodies, and you haven't looked at it, or you pushed it away, or you brushed it under the carpet, or sometimes you didn't even know it was there, those issues are coming up like into your face here to say, look at me and transform me. Okay? And I always use my own example. I had last year a feeling that I needed to start a food plan because I put on a lot of weight, and I didn't listen. I kept pushing it. So this year, somewhere towards the beginning of the year, I put my back out really badly. I had 4 months of treatment. I could barely walk. And all the doctors I went to basically told me that, yes, this is temporary healing, but till you lose weight, it's going to keep happening. So it was my body's way of shaking me up to say, you need to lose weight to transform. And I wasn't listening. So don't see things like this as punishment from some evil god. They are simply your higher soul giving you a shake up when you don't listen. Okay? And another example, which is really very sad but very clear. Certain client has been wanting a divorce for many years and not taking that step because she had a very verbally abusive husband. Not physical, but verbal. And she is lucky that she has money of her own. She herself has been wanting a divorce. And the masters in personal meetings have been repeatedly telling her, your time with him is over. You have to file. He won't file. You have to file. Because he's getting his strokes from tormenting you. So he needs you there to torment. So you have to file. There is a whole new world waiting for you. But till you close this door, that can't open. And she kept using every victim excuse possible, like, maybe I'm meant to save his soul. I've never slept alone in a bed. Who will run his house if I leave? So what happened this year? For the first time, he got physically abusive, broke her arm and collarbone. Okay? From hospital, she filed for divorce. So she needed this level of a shake-up. So I did a phone session with her from hospital. And I said, for this one event, you need to bless your husband. He's actually done you a huge service. Because you weren't listening. And you needn't have come to this. If you'd listened last year and started the process, this would never have happened. And then the session went on from there. So this is what I mean about transformation, guys. And please understand, it doesn't need to be painful. If you listen and you allow the transformation to happen, it can be joyous. It can be very empowering. But the problem with most of us, me included, is we hit rock bottom and only then we pick ourselves up. So let's not go there, because this is going to continue next year. Okay. Now, further than this, there has been a big shift post Navratri. You all know Navratri is the celebration of the goddess energies. And apparently, this has come in my one-on-one sessions, every year when Navratri takes place, the goddess collective elect one of their representatives to lead them through the year till the next festival comes around next year. And amusingly enough, they said, we elect the goddess in a very fair and equitable manner, unlike your earth elections.
Good.
I'm quoting them. This is what they said. And this year, it's being headed by Mother Mary. Now, to refresh your memory, Mother Mary is known to be the epitome of love, caring, gentleness, nurture, embrace, non-judgmentalism, and so on. But this is often mistaken for submissiveness. She is not submissive. She is a fully femininely empowered goddess. And she has been working for decades with women on earth, urging them to stand up and touch their power. In fact, it is Mother Mary that spearheaded the Me Too movement on earth. So this year, she is leading the Goddess Collective in an interesting way, which you all need to know. First of all, she said, we as a collective are working with everyone who is first of all incarnated into the feminine form, which, by the way, includes transgenders, includes those who have had sex changes. That's all that's feminine form. Stimulating their masculine side. Now here, when they talk of feminine and masculine, they don't mean sex. Your feminine is your creative, your masculine is your action, your initiative, okay? And I always illustrate this with a very, very simple example. When you're thirsty, that is a purely feminine creative urge. There's no masculine energy there. It's your body creatively informing you, you need water, which provokes you to the masculine action of walking to the kitchen, pouring the glass, drinking and putting it down. Masculine. No feminine here. So everything we do is a mix of masculine and feminine. So when they say they are going to be stimulating all of your masculine sides, what they mean is women from now and increasing through the next year are going to feel very strongly provoked to do things. Okay? Some women will, of course, learn to stand up and speak out. Some women will want to start jobs that they've never done before. Some women will take up new courses of study, which they may not have done before. All action. Some women will maybe even start running the household in a different way, talking to their various family members in a more empowered way, standing up for themselves. In some cases, women will be provoked to go to the cops and make a complaint, or go and file a legal case against someone. Action, a lot of action. In short, you will find, for I'm talking to the women in this room, strong urges to do over the course of the next 12 months. Don't fight it. Follow it through. Obviously, preferably in balance, but follow it through. In the same way, Mother Mary said, the collective is going to be working with every man, male form, stimulating their feminine side. So, what's the primary feminine stimulation for men is what most men don't do. And I really make exceptions for the men in the room today because you would be doing it, but most men don't, which is self-search. Looking within. What's happening to me? What am I feeling? What are those issues I buried which I've never addressed? How am I functioning in life? All self-search. Why are people responding to me in a certain way? What's going on here? And that will hopefully also lead men to be more outwardly loving, caring, tender, communicate more. Now, I've just used the word communicate, which is a masculine action. But where is it coming from in the men? The urge to communicate, the urge to talk to their wives, the urge to communicate with children and forge new relationships. So here's the paradox. They're working with all women stimulating the masculine and all men stimulating the feminine. This is necessary, apparently. First of all, each of us has to get a new balance within us. And secondly, men and women per se have to come into a new level of balance next year. So, and I'm coming to therapists in a moment because they said something about it. Now, having said this, we have free will. And there will be a large amount of men and women who resist this. Mother Mary said, then you will be in for a very, very rough ride this year of your own making. Not Mother Mary's making, your making. So let's take examples. Let us say a certain woman is being abused and marginalized by her husband. Her urge now is going to be stand up, face him, defend myself, make a complaint, don't take it. But with her free will, if she slips back into her old passive mode of zipping the mouth and just being the abused victim, what will happen is that abuse will intensify so quickly and so powerfully, like the man who bashed up his wife for the first time in their marriage life, that she will crash. And once she crashes, then frankly, there's nowhere to go but up or to exit. Why go there? Why do you want to go to rock bottom? No need. Same with men. For us, for those men who stoically remain behind walls saying, what is this nonsense about looking inside and what is this about emotion? Just go out there and make your money and live life. They will have major breakdowns, emotional and mental. And Mother Mary herself said, it's a very good year for therapists this coming year. They're going to be flooded with male clientele. Male clientele predominantly. So all you therapists here, whatever therapy you do, get ready to welcome the men. And yeah, but jokes aside, they will have emotional and mental breakdowns. They will need medication. They will need hospitalization. Till they look and start the work. But that's of our own making. This is not Mother Mary punishing us. So let us please be very alert to this. It's already begun. Now, there are many, hopefully, who are like us, who are spiritualists, who already, like I think all the men in this room here, me included, would be people who look within. Most of the women here would be people who take action. So you already have a relatively good balance, okay? So obviously the year's not going to be so bad for you guys as it will be for another. But, always happens, when I'm coming to that point, it strikes. But, even us, okay, now let's take an example. A woman who has pretty much learned to speak up. Okay, she's holding her own, she's touching her power. But there is that one person she can't deal with. Always gets submissive. That one person will start intensifying the action. And then you have to face it there. So even we will be quite strongly tested. Let's be aware of this. And let's work with it.
It goes the other way also. If that person is intensifying the action and we have to retaliate, that person has to also learn to be submissive.
Absolutely.
So it is a two-way.
It's always a two-way. You're quite right, Utakshi. Because it's always a dovetail. No? So.
Because some women are very, very masculine.
I actually was just coming to that. Thank you. I was just coming. Now, and this was my last point about this situation. again, I'm quoting what's come in the meetings. There are some women who have already a very strong masculine side. They have to be very careful because remember, Mother Mary is intensifying the masculine energy. So they could go into imbalance, into control, into domination, into ordering everybody around, into telling the family, I'm right and you're wrong and you have to listen only to me. That's the imbalanced masculine. So the energies can provoke your already strong area into imbalance for you to be aware of it, to bring it into stronger balance. Same with men. There are many men who are hypersensitive. That can go into extreme hypersensitivity till they again look at themselves and bring it back into balance. So basically, if you look at it, we are being worked on for both the male and the female within each of us. Each of us is going to have that. But the predominance for me will be the feminine, the predominance for you will be the masculine. But it's a leveling this coming year. Be aware of this, guys, not just for yourselves, but many of you here are light workers who do sessions for other people in all forms, whether it's a therapist or a healer or a hypnotherapist or a doctor. And these aspects are going to come up with your patients. So if you are aware of them, you can help them through it so much more, so much better. Any questions on all this?
What about children?
Sorry?
Children.
You know, she didn't specifically mention that. She didn't
children
specifically
don't really
mention.
They have masculine side or feminine.
They
side.
Do. They do.
I mean, the aggressive ones, yes, but no.
No, I would. Pritima, would you as a therapist answer this?
Yes.
Stand up and answer this, because I'm not qualified here.
Children have a masculine, feminine energy according to their gender, and it is as young as 2 years old. So, to say that they don't have it, that would be wrong. They have it pretty much at birth. So,
I didn't take my grandchild to a place